Hello, beloved. In Psalm 126, we read this, a song of ascents. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O God, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed of sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Almighty God, we praise you for this grand reversal for those who are privileged to be called sojourners going toward the temple of the Lord. We pray that you would refresh and establish the people of Ireland with that same faith. We pray, God, that wherever there is a steady evangelical experience, that you would unite them in the sweetness of joining hearts and hands in the beauty of Christ and Him crucified. We pray that Ireland would be dramatically transformed. We thank you, God, for the way that you have successfully, of course you're always successful, oh God, but you have led them through many different changes. What does it mean to be under British rule? What does it mean to be a part of the EU? What does it mean to have help from different nations? What does it mean to serve the Lord with gladness in their local community and villages? God, you alone know the answer to those questions. And we praise you that you are the one who restores the fortunes of your people, not only here on earth, but supremely in the new heavens and the new earth. So establish and uphold our brothers and sisters in Ireland with the beauty of Christ and Him crucified. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.